Hello guys, welcome to KCast, my podcast, and today we have a special guest.
Benita.
My mother, and today we're going to be doing a bit of a commentary episode. We'll be looking through this Instagram called Yeah, That Definitely Happened. This is inspired by Curtis Connor, his YouTube channel, where he did a couple episodes on this. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so the first post that we're looking at says, I wonder if the young girls playing on the trampoline next door know that, for one, I can see them. Two, I can hear them singing You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. Three, you are really bad singers. And number four, I can probably get a YouTube-worthy video of them from my current position. First things first, that is just... there's a lot of things wrong with just those thoughts going through your head. Why would you see your little girls next door playing on the trampoline, having fun, and your first thought is, well, your fourth thought actually is, I can put them on YouTube and get a lot of views. So you're going to exploit girls that aren't even, you're not related to at all. They're just your neighbors singing and dancing, and then that's YouTube worthy. What do you have to say? I mean,
well, I think that they're just kids having fun. I wouldn't interfere with them, and I definitely wouldn't try to make money off of them by putting them on YouTube. That just seems so unkind.
I know, and it's weird too, because you know those thoughts. I'm looking out, and I see the little girl next door playing. I could post her on YouTube, embarrass her, and ruin her life, right? And the thing is, kids barely even do stuff like this anymore. So I'm not sure when this happened, but it was enough for like the internet to have started. So kids probably barely even play anymore. So
as a mom, I would be very upset if I found out you were videotaping my kids while they were playing on a trampoline. If you had a problem with the music, if it was too loud, just come next door and tell me.
And then it says, guys, I put on my cousin's hockey mask and stood at the window and yelled, stop your infernal sing song, I'm trying to murder here. And they screamed and tried to run away, and one fell over and started crying. Like, did you get some type of enjoyment from this? I mean, the thing is, like, it's obviously fake in my opinion, but it's like, there's something wrong here if those thoughts ran through your mind, if you created that situation in your head. I mean, think of something like close to this, like similar to this situation really happened. And that's just something that I don't like it. And I don't think anybody likes it. What do you have on your laptop?
It's the same person?
Yeah, it's the same post. I stopped halfway.
Wow. Huh? A mask?
A mask? A ski mask? Like
scaring? Did you say kids?
Yeah, they're little girls.
Oh, come on!
Singing a Hairspray song.
Oh, come on!
I mean, it's weird.
That's not very kind.
I know. It's definitely fake, just to begin with. But the thing is that all of those thoughts ran through your head, and they were intense enough to where you actually got on your phone, wrote them down, and posted it, thinking that society would accept this. You know, isn't that scary? But moving on to the... Oh, you have something to say?
We call that trifling.
Moving on to the next one. This is a Facebook post, so we all love the Facebook posts. They can get pretty strange. My daughter was just playing with her dolls and brought this into the kitchen and threw it in the bin. I said, hey, what did you just throw away? This, she said, holding up. My babies will not be getting any of this poison. There is hope for the next generation. Hashtag trash. Okay, so if you cannot see what's... You guys cannot see what's on the picture of the post. It's a syringe. If you don't... What they're saying is it's one of these people who... hate one of those moms that are against vaccinating their children. Mm-hmm. The post about that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're anti-vaxxers, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're teaching the children to be anti-vaxxers.
And the children are teaching their dolls. Well, they didn't teach them. They threw away the syringe.
Okay, that is strange on so many levels.
And bad.
And not healthy. And dangerous to the rest of us.
Mm.
Period.
I feel like... Here's how things get started. You know, we're already... I hope these anti-vaccinators are just like, are happy. I want to say, if there is, what I'm trying to say is, when this pandemic and when we get a vaccine, sorry for the noise in the background, if we get a vaccine, are these people gonna take it? They could be the reason we will all die sooner or later, but this is, you're teaching your children to throw away.
When the vaccine is found, and I'm confident that it will be found and developed, if they don't take it, then they become harmful to people with compromised immune systems.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
And that's a choice that they're going to make. The people who have the compromised immune systems don't have a choice, but these people have a choice, and that's unfortunate that they would choose that, in my opinion.
I think it's very wrong for you to put other people's public. You shouldn't jeopardize public health because you have some type of belief that's hurting you more than keeping you safe. But I know that some people have they have allergic reactions to like flu vaccines or whatever. But this is just. But the thing is, people are so open about it, too. Like, they believe so that this is right. Really, a lot. So, moving on to the next one. I think the most Gemini thing my dad has ever done is one year he threw himself a reverse surprise party for the sheer drama of it. Okay, a Gemini is a type of zodiac sign. It's like...
Okay.
What is their survive? What is... So, part of it is cut off, so that's why I'm having a hard time reading it. What is it?
Reverse
surprise party, you may ask. Well, let me tell you. So he invites over all his friends and family, and then in the middle of dinner, he stands up and announces that it's a lot, that it's a dinner. And it is, in fact, his birthday dinner. His exact words were, "Surprise, it's my birthday." Cue everyone looking panicked because they didn't have a, I didn't have a birthday gift. I don't ever have a card. This is literally what it said. It's written so bad. But my father, wine glass still in hand, assures him not to worry and reveals a pile of presents he got for himself and wrapped for everyone to pick one and get it, give it to him as their gift. And honestly, my father is such a legend. And let me guess, if they all stand up and clap for him at the end, like almost every one of these fake stories has since their ending? Well, surprisingly, no, they did not this time. Let's just start off. Here's the thing about these Gemini, the zodiac signs. I hate when people, and I'm sure like you've seen the memes on Instagram about it. Like, I hate when people blame their bad behavior on their zodiac signs. Like, no, that's just your personality. And for two, Gemini or not, this is just straight up obnoxious. And if you really think obnoxious, then this is not normal. I would buy gifts for myself, but to this extent, and then to cause everybody probably anxiety, I came to this person's birthday party and didn't give them anything. I think, why?
Well, if they know him well, they may be used to his antics.
Oh,
otherwise,
here we go again.
That would not be very funny to me.
Dave, it's just another one of Dave's pranks.
Yeah.
Chad and I brought an extra birthday gift just in case, like we do every time. His birthday. Okay, to the next one. Me, okay, here's what's going on. He's at the dentist's office. Lady at front desk. This is kind of like a script storyline. Do you have an appointment? Me. No. Lady at front desk. Do you want to schedule one? Me. No. Lady at front desk. Then why are you here? Me. Let me speak to the dentist in charge. Slams hands on desk. Lady at front desk. Oh, okay. Brings in dentist. Dentist, how may I help you? Me, I'll take your entire stock. Dentist, what? Teeth. Okay, it was supposed to be funny, but the thing that they tried to make this seem real, but I do think if you tried to do this in a dentist's office, you would be arrested. I mean, it's funny, but it's also so bad. Like, if I was working a dentist's office and somebody came in and disrespected my workers and then cut me off when I was asked to come out and then ask for teeth just so they could post it on social media, I mean, either the police would be called or they would be asked to leave immediately. Leave my premise, because nobody should be asking for teeth. And for two,
what kind of teeth? What are you talking about?
It's like supposed to
dental implants
be,
or what? That's gonna take a while.
It's supposed to be a joke because it's such a weird thing to ask.
Yeah.
That like they, because they thought it would be funny, but the thing is that they tried to pass it off as real, but it's just so. Why? Like.
Two thumbs down.
Yeah. You didn't. That definitely did not happen. I mean, it's just things that probably happened in your lifetime that you could have written about. Or if try and make up a good story at least. Something that actually is funny to people and not just weird and disturbing. Okay, moving on. Okay, he's at Starbucks today. Barista 1. What's your name? Me, try so hard not to be Hamel trash at this moment, yet fails. Okay, first things first. This is already going south. If you're having a hard time not trying, how do you even use this word in a sentence? Trying not to be Hamel trash, then I think you have some issues. You should not have that deep of an obsession with the play. It's a very good play, and I love the music from it, but calm down. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. Just calm down. You'll be fine.
This is what I have to say. Ditto. To what you said.
Like, me. So it's important. I'm reading it. Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. As you know, have you heard the Hamilton soundtrack?
Yeah.
You know the opening song?
Alexander Hamilton. What is it?
Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah.
The first song. This is he's reciting the words. Barista 1. Says under breath. Oh, no. Barista 1. Quickly scribbles down Alexander Hamilton on the cup before anything else can go down. What is wrong with these people? Where does he live? Okay. Here's me as a Starbucks worker. So let's reenact this scene. You be the guy. What's your name?
Alexander Hamilton.
I'm sorry. Can I please have your real name?
Alexander Hamilton.
Sir, can I have your real name, please?
My name is Alexander Hamilton.
Can you leave, please?
What? Leave? What does that have to do with me getting a drink? What difference does it make what my name is?
Because it's so bad. Because I feel like, you know, you can't put all the context that I bet it's like a bad interaction. Like, you would think this person's crazy. Because I feel like this was just, there was acting going on involved. It's just, and if you were fighting the urge not to do it, like there was an urge, then I think something's kind of wrong there, don't you think?
Possibly.
Yeah. 5 minutes later, barista two, copy for the $10 founding father without a father, who got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter, by 14, was placed in charge of a trading charter. Me runs hysterically up to the barista to fangirl about Hamilton for the next few minutes. She has a job. You cannot fangirl about Hamilton for the next few minutes. Oh, so she's a girl? Oh, okay. Good, we're at the last one.
I'm glad to.
Okay, next one. I remember there was a girl on her phone at a movie theater, so I dumped my drink on her and her phone. The entire audience cheered for me, and I got a thumbs up from the owner of the theater. Okay, for one, don't do that. If you see somebody on their phone at a movie theater...
He's a vigilante. He took care of it himself, huh?
And, like, you're on your phone, and you dump... you paid for a drink, and you just dumped it on somebody. And you just don't do that. I would be extremely mad, especially with crazy hairstyles going on today. These things, hairstyles now cost like $300, can cost like $300.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And you dump somebody's, like your coke on somebody.
If I was that girl, I would be calling the police.
Yeah, me too. And the entire
and
audience.
Suing them.
Yeah, the entire audience cheered. What? Mm. And the entire audience turned against you. And plus, okay, so you dumped your drink on the girl, you know, you can't drink your drink anymore. It was a waste of money. And you dumped it on her and her phone. So you just ruined her phone. And it's not like she's not gonna make you pay for that. Both her hair and her phone and her makeup that you just ruined. Makeup gets expensive these days. Everybody wants to shop at Sephora. And Sephora is like $10 for a foundation. And
that's cheap.
It is?
Yeah, $10 for foundation, yeah. I get my foundation from MAC. So it's just not $10.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been in Sephora like that. But, like, how much is a James Charles palette?
I've never purchased James Charles palette. I just told you, I go to the MAC counter.
It's expensive to me. But I've seen, I can't, like, remember but how much it costs. I don't want to say, like, the wrong thing. But, like, it's expensive to me. And then all of a sudden, the entire audience cheers.
Oh, wow.
For her. So, the whole audience. So, you dumped it to get her to stop interrupting the movie. And then you disrupt the movie. And the audience turns away from the movie to cheer for you.
Well, why didn't he just go get the manager?
Apparently, the owner of the theater was in there and gave him a thumbs up. That's something that you never want to do. If an incident goes on in your business, okay, imagine me running a clothing boutique and I'm going in there and I'm writing on the clothes. It's like a different situation. I know, but it's as close as I could get. And you come and walk up and slap my wrist or something for writing on the clothes. And the owner gives you a thumbs up for slapping another customer. You don't want to encourage. You're already probably going to get sued in some way. So why encourage it? You know?
I think that... he did the manager's job and didn't get paid for it. It was management's responsibility to get the girl to stop using her phone and disrupting the movie.
But not by dumping.
No, they would not have done that because they know they couldn't do that. But there were things that they could have done to get her to stop.
Yeah, but that...
So he just did their job for them. They're probably giving some free tickets or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but that definitely didn't happen. None of these definitely didn't happen, even though that's not correct grammar. It definitely did not happen.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, you didn't look at this one. I thought this one was interesting. I read it earlier. It said, "Happy birthday to me. I'm now 24 and my 23rd year has been a long run. invented 97 new technologies, still writing the patents for it. For most, traveled to 15 countries and 54 cities, boarded 91 planes, walked 1,137 kilometers, or 1,711,556 steps, went to the top of an active volcano, reached the cover of 2 magazines, performed as keynote speaker in 2 TEDx events, played live on stage 2 times, jogged with Michael Phelps, and been in a few submarines, been in Northern Lights in Wales for the first time, pushed the future of mobility further, met some of the most amazing people like Sir Richard Branson, Dr. Dieter Szeczty, Jessica Alba, Andrew Newman, and Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher.
To name a few. It's been a long year, and this one will be even longer. I feel like that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's a lot to happen in 1 year.
It's 1,711,556 steps even a lot?
That's a lot.
It is?
That is a lot of steps.
Oh, I thought like it just adds up to be a lot over 365 days. I mean, and then you went to the top of an active volcano.
Yeah.
I mean, even it's a bad experience. I can't even say that's a good experience. To put yourself in danger, played live on stage 2 times, invented 97 new technologies. What? I feel like, here's the thing. I can't justify that these did or didn't happen, but I'm just going to assume that it did not. And this one's about like, no. This one, here's one more. This one is about like a school shooter thing. Yes. A 10th grade, a bully spread false rumors claiming I was going to shoot the school on my birthday. My bus pulls into school. 3 cops step onto the bus, find me, handcuff me in front of everyone, and took my belongings. I was expelled later that day on my 16th birthday. A council of psychologists and doctors persuaded the superintendent to let me back since there's zero credible evidence to those claims made against me. If you were going to... That is so fake. Okay. It's crazy. If somebody made claims that that somebody was going to shoot at the school, like I've seen it happen, how like rumors spread like that, and eventually winds up like, and it's always like that one person who says it to the teacher, who that information gets to the teacher, and always like, and that's when it happens, and then. And the thing is, okay, you got arrested, let's say taken into custody, they got your belongings, did they check, did they do a search for a gun or any type of weapon that would have been used against you? Unless they just didn't want to put that into context, I think not. If you were to, and it took a whole a council of psychologists and doctors, did they not question you? It took, you can't just get from my experience with legal matters. You don't, it doesn't work like that. Like, it's no explanation to it I can really give to it. Like, all I can say is that it doesn't work like that. You know, a whole council of psychologists and doctors persuaded the police and the whole school system to let you back into school after being expelled. That they expelled you with no evidence or proof that you were going to shoot gun down a school. And there was a council of psychologists and doctors persuaded the superintendent to let me back into school since there was zero edible evidence to those claims made against me. It took
psychologists and doctors.
Well, if the message that was delivered was that he was a threat to the student body and the school systems have to take that seriously, that happened at your older sister's school. And they take the people and they talk to them and they have to decide whether to let them back in, because if they do and they do cause harm, then they will be responsible for that.
But you think that if a whole police, so obviously there's a threat of school shooting, but not one little security guard that stays in your school, don't you think the whole team would come? Because there's a possibility of minors getting shot and killed.
Well, they took him away, didn't they?
Yeah, but I would think the whole school would, I mean, like a large force of police would come, right, to protect everyone.
Well, did the security guard just take him away? Is that what you're saying?
It didn't say. I mean, what I'm guessing is that they have, that like the rest of more police officers came.
It happened at your sister's school. Well, police officers came and got the guy.
That's what I'm saying.
And also, the guy was, if you saw him, he looked suspect. Mm-hmm. He just looked kind of disturbed. But he was clear later on. He did not have any weapons or anything like that.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Like, what I'm saying is that exactly what you're saying. I think if there is a possibility of somebody shooting and killing minors, mm-hmm. more police will come, which is what I'm thinking from this thing, from this message. And what I'm, this is what, like, it just confuses me. And it says a council of psychologists and doctors were the ones that had to persuade them. It's like, can the police do that themselves? Can they search for evidence and decide they needed a cool council?
I think they probably did that later on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was days that took time to do that.
Yeah.
The doctors and the counselors, and the, when they say doctors, they mean psychiatrists.
And are they trying to, like, make everybody feel bad that it was his 16th birthday, too? I mean, it's obviously fake, but it's just...
Well, I think a lot of the school shootings take place on a major event, like a birthday or something like that.
Or
prom night or something.
Yeah, like it was his 16th birthday. And plus,
they want to be remembered.
And this is not something to be proud of either. I got falsely accused of being a school shooter, and I got taken away in front of everybody. It's just like, if that happened to me, I mean, the first thing I wouldn't go to was Facebook and just start typing in my whole story for everybody to see, because every single Facebook mom is going to love me after this one, right?
What do you mean Facebook mom?
It's like a genre. It's like, you know, you see those vaccine people? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I understand.
Yeah. It's like kind of like those obnoxious people who like to post like stuff like that on there. It's just, and there's like different ones, like Facebook moms, like people, they're usually the Facebook moms are like ones that post like I'm nauseous things on there.
Obnoxious
mm-hmm. things on there. And I think one was in Curtis's video. It was about, oh yeah, they like try and show out on Facebook a lot about their kids. There's a fake story that he talked about in his video. It said it was about this person. I forgot what the kids say. It was so complicated. Here's one. It was a picture of, it was like a 2-year-old. He was saying, and they put them in the person's work outfit. And the caption said that the child was crying, whatever, because it said the mom worked so hard and he wanted to take his place for the mom. I mean, it's just so, like, it's a 2-year-old. And I understand that some younger kids are prodigies or whatever, and they are very, like, intellectual. Is that the right word for it?
Yes.
But that, if my 2-year-old said that to me, I would not feel comfortable living with them anymore, you know, for, and not, all I said was, ba, 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 la, 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 and it came up, and I came up to you and I said, I feel so bad for you because you work so hard. I want to take your place. And I went and went into your closet and got your work uniform and put it on. And then you just happened to have your phone and took a picture of me. I wouldn't want to speak. That would make me feel bad. I would feel uncomfy.
Okay.
I mean, that's just not normal. Like, there's a point where you go to Prodigy and, like, super smart and super intellectual. And there's a part where it's just, like, things I don't think that should be happening, right?
Right.
Like, well, I'm trying to find a good example. I can't say quite Sheldon, but, like... What do you think is a good example of that?
I have no idea.
And that's when you start to know that this is fake, when there's nothing that you can relate to that. And that's about it for, yeah, that definitely happened. And credits to Curtis Connor. And make sure you share your podcast with your friends and add it to your favorites and come back for new episodes, sometimes daily. But that will be it. So make sure you... Oh, and thank you to our... Guess. My mother. So if you want to say something before we close out. No, okay.
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay. Bye, guys.